Dr. Femi, what other kinds of biofeedback are there? And do I need to do biofeedback in order to learn this?
Biofeedback is a general term for learning to control physiological processes like muscle tension, blood flow in the hands or any part of the body, rate of sweating, brainwave activity, and there are other forms of biofeedback as well. When one looks at a biofeedback instrument, one sees what's currently happening to the body and to body processes. So with guidance from a professional who understands how to teach this, a kind of control over those same body processes, the person sees when they succeed and when they fail, and as a result, gains confidence that they have some control over their own experience, which is associated with the functioning of their body processes. So,
do I need it to learn the process?
You don't need biofeedback directly, because it turns out that what changes these various body processes is the change in attention. I've had many clients come in who thought they knew how to relax, for example, and when I measured their muscle tension in different parts of their body, and I asked them to relax, they actually tensed up and thought they were relaxing. And when I introduced the ideas of attention to them and I asked them to change the way they pay attention from narrowing on the meter needle or the numbers associated with their muscle tension, and ask them to just center on that information but bring in the whole laboratory environment, allow themselves to experience their whole body and the sounds around them, and see all around as well as seeing the meter or the numbers, then of course they changed. Their muscle tension went down, and they saw that by changing their attention, they had more control over their physiology, in fact, with all the biofeedback instruments, than they did when they tried to implement what they thought was relaxation.
Will the tapes do that for me alone?
The tapes by themselves will help you to learn attentional flexibility, which is the heart of physical control, physiological control. One controls one's own physiology by changing the way they pay attention. When they pay attention in emergency mode, then their body responds to support emergency mode functioning. Their muscles tighten up, their blood flow changes, their heart rate increases, and so on. When they change their attention to the form that's associated with rest and normalization of function, what I call homeostasis, where healing takes place, recharging of batteries, then and balancing of many systems of the body, then of course muscle tension goes down, blood flow shifts again, more appropriate to digestion and healing, and sweating reduces and brainwaves change. So we control our physiology by the way we pay attention, and that's the point.
So, Dr. Femi, will open focus training help me with things like shoulder pain and neck pain from stress?
Yes. Even those pains that are not due to simple stress, like, for example, I've had many clients who injured their backs weightlifting, and they've come for other symptoms. And they've argued, well, I hurt my back weightlifting, so I don't think biofeedback can help me for that, but it can help me for headaches and gastrointestinal problems like irritable bowel syndrome or whatever. Even those clients, their symptoms have responded to this biofeedback process and to open focus training. We've had many clients post-injury accidents of various kinds, automobile accidents, falls, and so on, and have responded very well to this type of training.
How do I actually practice this at home?
Well, generally, you listen to tapes, and there are a series of tapes. There are at present more than 18 tapes, and there's a series in which you enter into the process. You begin with tape number one, which provides an introduction, and then go on to the next tape, and so on, spending about a week with each tape. And in the process, you will learn how to widen your attention to include peripheral experience and learn how to immerse yourself in your experience to dissolve specific pains like shoulder pain or back pain or whatever.
If you're teaching me how to relax, would it also improve my productivity?
Well, this goes beyond relaxation. Relaxation is just one of the many symptoms that are associated with attentional flexibility and particularly diffuse intuit kind of awareness. So there are many shifts in the body systems, not just relaxation. And of course, you probably would agree that you wouldn't want to get too relaxed. But on the other hand, you wouldn't want to be too tense either. So what's nice about this training is it teaches one to find a middle level of arousal that is appropriate for most tasks we engage in. But when an emergency does occur, you're in an ideal position to rev your body up and to enter into perhaps a more effective emergency mode condition than you could have had you been stuck in emergency mode all along, because your batteries are fully charged, you have a lot more energy to bring to the situation, because you have been spending time in this open focus way of paying attention.
Would I be able to do it when I do other things, or just when I listen to these tapes?
The whole idea is to develop the skills while listening to the tapes under ideal conditions at home, and then to transfer it gradually into your everyday life. Now, a lot of the transfer occurs rather naturally. And in fact, while I'm using the word naturally here, I want to say that this way of paying attention that I call open focus is very natural. I believe it's the kind of attention that a baby has, and the kind of attention that we, as we get enculturated to our society, that we learn how to leave and to narrow focus on one sense or another sense. This is a long period of training to get out of this symphony of sensory experience, which is appropriate to a baby.
I've heard that couples and co-workers have used this technique to get closer and to communicate better. How does that work?
Well, you could imagine that when two people who are living together both are very narrow focused, and when they attend to something, that's all there is in their awareness, and when they're annoyed at their mate or anyone they're in relationship with, it's over amplified. Whatever it is they're disturbed about is over focused on, and therefore they overreact to those things. And it's very hard to keep things in the perspective. Yes, the toothpaste tube squeezed in the middle instead of rolled up from the bottom is an annoyance to some people. But when they experience that in open focus, and it's only a small part of their total awareness, they can take it in their stride much better. They might explain that they would prefer it being done in a different way, but it wouldn't be the crisis that it would be if they focused on it, and that's all there is in their awareness, is the toothpaste tube and their very large reaction to that, because they now are focused on it.